Today on Design for the Real World, the writer Akiko Bush is disturbed over a new trend in interior design. You could say she's even losing sleep over it.
The landscape of sleep is a strange and provocative place, full of fragmented words and images. And I'm not talking about dreams or any other dark passages of the unconscious. I'm only talking about the sheets.
Last night, I dreamed a dream that woke me up like a shot.
I know that, say, 30 years ago, or certainly when modernism was kind of determining what people's homes looked like, or, you know, people who sort of design with the modern idiom in mind, had much more Spartan sleeping arrangements. They would have these thin little beds, these thin little polyfoam mattresses stuck on these hard little platforms supported by, you know, tubular metal legs. I mean, sleeping was a much more austere practice. But, you know, over the generations, it's really bulked up and kind of turned into this luxury enterprise. Egyptian cotton percale sheets with thread counts upward of 500, embroidered and hand-stitched pillowcases, and then there's the imagery, teacups and rice bowls, falling leaves. There's one sheet printed with excerpts from a copywriter's journal of a trip to Polynesia. You know, I have enough sort of frenzied thoughts in the middle of the night when I wake up. The last thing I want to be doing is sleeping on someone else's journal. For me, solid colors and white most of all are more restful than these stripes and checks and words and pictures that people put on their beds. I think if we just had more respect for sleep and allowed ourselves to get a little more, we'd all be a little bit healthier. There's nothing wrong with all those expensive sheets and those huge mattresses. It's just, let's use them.
Akiko Bush is a contributing editor for Metropolis magazine.